Good evening, everyone, here from Finland. And I'm happy that you are with us. Our work is certainly not done. And it will, I think, have to continue. We've had some issues for 16 days following the declared results of the election. These 16 days have been a kind of stonewalling by the present administration to prevent the transition from occurring, the transition to the new blue administration. Now the pressure has been so extreme, even from the Republican group, that the person in charge of, I think, GSM has, what is it, GMS, anyway, has relented, and now the money can flow and the office space can be given, and President-elect Biden, who has all this time been forming his cabinet and working ahead anyway, can now have an official transfer of information, which is so extremely necessary under these circumstances, because certainly those around the world who wish to see the breaking up of democracy, because they have none themselves and do not want it, have been, I think, hoping that the present administration would stay in power. Well, it has not. And now there is, I would say, an inevitability about the process. We don't know what yet may be attempted in the next approximately 3 weeks before the final vote of the electors occurs, and whether there can be faithless electors, those who basically betray the vote of their state. But it is less and less likely and more certain now that will not take place. Nevertheless, we do not, and thank you, Jesse, GSA, we do not let our guard down. We do not let our guard down. And there's a reason for that. Not only the outcome of the election, which basically is a test for democracy, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, really. But because there are maybe 70-something million people in the United States who do not opt for democracy, but for authoritarianism. And that's the very thing that took place in Germany 80 years ago, or even a little earlier than that. But by 1933, in Germany, I think it was on January the 30th, Aquarius. So, you know, Aquarius is not necessarily all harmony and understanding as the song portrays it. Hitler became the chancellor and assumed absolute power. And he did that rapidly and basically overcame all governmental opposition to that possibility. So we're still realizing that there are many authoritarians among us. Maybe these are people with less experience from the reincarnational point of view. Maybe people strongly affected by the sixth ray, so that their idealism is of the narrow kind and is not the inclusive idealism that DK hopes that humanity would develop. So, in fact, we have to work with those people, with those souls, so that more and more of them, if I can say, and this is not a political statement, this is a soul statement in terms of the United States soul and the soul, coming soul of humanity, so that more of them turn blue, turn indigo, develop second ray inclinations instead of illogical, authoritarian sixth ray inclinations. Of course, you can understand how it's being fought out in the U.S. given the ray makeup of the USA, which is the second ray soul and the sixth ray personality, with aggravating Mars in the very center of the Gemini personality energy. So these are the warring brothers. And the great danger is, well, and that already exists, really, that a psychological civil war may be taking place, and that that psychological civil war could turn into a guerrilla warfare and a violent situation due to the tendency to believe. I've read some statements, you know, by the true believers who seem to worship Donald Trump as if he were God. It's, of course, unbelievable that such a blind belief would be attached to such an individual, but so it is. The greatest president of the United States ever, the greatest. And, of course, God is on his side and all the rest. So you do wonder about the pall of ignorance that has descended upon basically half of the United States. And this is the great test, and this is where the first real battle for democracy worldwide is being fought out. And depending on how it goes, you know, we have 4 years now, 4.5 years before the conclave of 2025. And we have to work during that time to work with the blue energy of Jupiter, the heart energy, to bring the United States more in line with its own soul. So keep those things in mind. I'll be doing this meditation today. There won't be any music in it. It'll just be a straight meditation. I hope that's okay with all of you. And we will proceed. So the contenders are seen there on the screen. And they represent very different directions. As you read in the Destiny of the Nations, there are two groups of very intelligent human beings, and they have opposite directions, and there are lesser human beings, such as we are, who follow along one line or other. One is the materialistic line of the previous solar system, and the other is the progressive line of the present love wisdom solar system and of the emergence of the second ray soul through our planet. It's as if we, who are disciples of the great ones, surround the earth with the influence of the Christ in the center of it all, Christ in his hierarchy, promoting the will of the people, promoting democracy. And we lend our power to it and our love and our resourceful intelligence. But we ideally create a ring of protection around our planet and its various governmental attempts. It's all experiment at this stage. But we know that what we do is of value, and we can and must assist with what little esoteric knowledge we have. You know, we're not yet the true esotericist, but we're on our way, developing all the time as hopefully members of the new group of world servers. And we know there are guardians of every sincere governmental process. We know that the experiment undertaken in the United States, in the United Kingdom, or especially Great Britain, and in Russia and the Russian Federation, these are determining for the fate of humanity. So we imagine the solar angelic supervisors of the United States, and we know they carry a powerful second ray. We know the solar angel is really a group being. Just the way the lunar lords are. And we know there is a battle between the angel of the presence, as much of the solar angel as can be contained within the causal body of a nation, a battle between that angel of the presence and the dweller on the threshold, the formidable personality with its elemental desires. And so we place ourselves on the side of the angel of the presence, and we imagine that those who have been entrusted now especially Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, but all kinds of members of the new cabinet and all kinds of assistants that have been designated for new roles, which people who are more cognizant of the whole than of special interests, we imagine the blessing of the solar angel of the country upon them. And the reinforcement of the spiritual hierarchy, because we know that hierarchy is not neutral. It does choose sides when it comes to the manifestation of the divine plan, which is the plan of love and light. And of course, of a kind of will and purpose that we're just learning a little bit about. All of this coming from Shambhala. However little we may know of that great center, but we do know that when the four freedoms promoted by that great disciple, Franklin Roosevelt, are followed, that the divine plan is being expressed: freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, freedom from fear. A bit like the shambolic statement of the noble Four Noble Truths of the Buddha, a first-rate statement. But the two can be seen as related, and so much education has to go forward from the second-ray groups to help people appreciate the value of the four freedoms. So love and will, and of course we count on intelligence too. We have somewhat developed that, but it has to be utilized in the right direction. And of the hierarchy, we realize the Master Rakoti, former Count de Saint-Germain, has been very effective in that experiment we call the United States, and in the progressing European experiment, the European Union. Certainly his long established intention is not to create a disunion, but to function as the regent, the guide of these amalgamative processes, bringing people together, bringing communities and states and nations together so that the divine plan may be more properly expressed. So we tune in imaginatively with the Master R, and we align with his intentions and hope through our intelligence, love, and whatever will we can manage that we promote the vision that he has been promoting now for, I guess we would have to say, centuries. Of course, the ashrams are going to begin shortly, really, to externalize. This will happen primarily in the five planetary centers we see here. In all of them, really. And before the Christ can reappear, the presence of the masters in these various centers and of their initiates and disciples and even aspirants has to be established. I wonder, will we even recognize the world in 100 years? At which time the Aquarian Age begins, maybe 97 years from now. The technical beginning, but we're certainly, as you know, overlapping in the period of overlap when Aquarianism and the seventh ray are taking the place of Pisceanism and the sixth ray. So especially in New York, that's our focus when we think of the United States, but London and Geneva, and progressively in the very, very occult center, Darjeeling. We call it Master Moria's town. And bringing Tokyo into the right condition with all of its gifts from Japan. So in over the next decades, so much development will be going on in these centers. And the externalization process will begin in earnest, in all likelihood, we are told. I think page 699 in the externalization of the hierarchy. So I'm sure that so many of us, maybe all of us, will be in our next incarnation working with intent towards those developments. And in the USA, New York is not only a planetary center, but a great national center with its Cancerian energy primarily and its second ray soul and third ray personality. It is considered the throat center of the United States, with Los Angeles the heart and Washington, D.C. temporarily at least, but the head center. Now, when that amalgamation of Washington and New York will occur, we can't say, but it will occur, according to Master D.K. A fascinating thought, probably related to the reappearance of the Great Lord. So our hope and what we work for is the harmonious coordination of throat, heart, and head in the United States. And when that triangle is properly coordinated, then we will see much more of the soul of the nation, after much suffering, I'm sure, but we will see the soul emerge. And it will be an influence lighting the way for hierarchical democracy in the rest of the world. Let's ponder on that possibility. I think none of us knows exactly what's coming, but we know that the higher expression of the sixth ray is on its way for the fifth root race. That is the sixth subrace of abstract mind leading to intuition, to buddhi, is on its way. And we see in the Statue of Liberty, which was a gift from France, where liberty, equality, and fraternity, the names, as it were, of the three lords of liberation play such an important part. So the lords of liberation are part of this process, and a very high sixth ray of I light the way can emanate from the United States in combination with its second ray soul. We don't have to see a civil war. We don't have to see Martian narrow, fanatical, sixth ray block the expression of the higher expression of the sixth ray and of the second. We don't have to see that obstruction. We can work towards what's called the melting pot, one of the great melting pot experiments. We can work for an inclusive idealism. We can work for psychological understanding. We can work for spiritual understanding. And under Aquarius, we can work for the blending of the qualities of the people in the nation so that something new and powerful and beautiful and lighted emerges. Let's ponder a little on that. There are so many ways that the way can be lighted. Cooperative ways, psychological ways that are sound and not pathological. Spiritual ways which indicate the value of many spiritual approaches. Once the fanaticism can die down, we have to try to see to that. That fanaticism dies down, and that the higher inclusive idealism of the sixth ray emerges. There's still 100 years of it, and we're actually in a very great sixth ray cycle, 21,000 years of it remain. Some amazing things about cycles which will be clarified for us as we go. So there's the symbol, and each one of us, and in our groups, may we do what we can along our own line, whatever the ashramic line may be, to light the way, to light the way, and stand as an example, and not some pitiable, horrific example of disintegration, something very different from that object of derision which the United States has become in the eyes of many due to selfishness and materialism. So the welcoming nature of this great symbol. Give me your tired, your poor, your hungry, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore, something like that. You know, that great poem of Open Arms, which welcomes those who can blend together in union. Let's fight for that attitude and not, you know, America for Americans only. It's retrogressive. We know another way, a better way. And for that way, we esoterically work. And our service is to the great Lord. With that magnificent symbol above Rio, incredible symbol, the real Christ symbolized. Who is this opened, armed Christ? Let's ponder for a moment. And you can see in the symbolism, the triple meaning of the Savior, the teacher, the divine psychologist, you can see the amazing attitude of this seventh degree initiate, becoming initiate, his attitude towards humanity. We have to ponder who is the real Christ, because there are so many distortions. We can do better in our understanding and help to convey that to people. And all of this is undertaken as the wheel turns, the wheel of the law. Christ and the Buddha together, wisdom, love, progress. We can hold this mudra, indicating the progress that humanity is meant to take as the wheel of the law turns. when you study carefully what happened during the last great war, you see how humanity would not have made it without the Christ and the Buddha working together. And the Lords of Liberation intervening because of the power of invocation, not only of the disciples, but of the so-called voiceless masses of people. So we are well supported. However, we must do our part. And our focus is on the harmony and cooperation of the three branches of government within the United States, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Now, presently, due to the divisiveness of Mars, working often against each other, frictionally. But under the power of the indigo blue, they can come together. And there can be right legislation that brings forward laws in line with the divine plan. And the guardianship of those laws in the Supreme Court and the ability to carry them forward in the executive branch. And we then think of the cooperation which is needed between these three, and we see it emerging ahead. All serving the synthetic ray, the indigo ray, the ray of the soul of the planet, and the ray of the Christ, and the ray, soul ray, of the United States. There's so much friction and irritation and psychological disturbance, the color rose circulating will help to bring calm, a certain, as it has been said, calmness forever unperturbed, calmness forever unperturbed, that can supervene. And that can affect the astral body of the nation instead of this violent Martian red. And so we see the rose circulating between, amongst the triangle, representing the first, second, and third rays. And the seventh ray, which will be so important with the first and second, especially in the area of the judicial branch. We see civility and rational discussion, and we see values. which are soul values, emerging and lighting the way for many. This rose color is so needed in the fraught situation, which is on the cusp of psychological civil war. It's kind of a replay on a different turn of the spiral of the war 150, 60 years ago. And the general calming of the situation rather than this hysterical paranoia. We work towards that. All this in the name of the Christ, the writer from the secret place, the true Christ's nature permeating our governmental bodies and the social fabric, not the distorted view, but the real view. And so together, we, with these ideas in mind, we say the second of the great invocations. Let the lords of liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. And so we see the law upheld, not the law of the little elemental personality which wants what it wants when it wants it for purely personal purposes, but a higher law of which Saturn, Saint Michael, He is the guardian. And in the midst of the United States, we see this great figure, this Saturnian figure, upholding the higher principles of the law, which will bring in the divine plan in the right way. We try to remember about Libra, how powerful Saturn is in Libra, and how the day of Saint Michael is on the 29th of September in Libra. Two branches of government, especially the legislative and the judicial, have so much to do with Libra and Saturn. And even the executive branch has to carry through in the application of power in a measured and balanced, lawful, Libran, Saturnian way. Internally, we uphold this way of law, knowing also how important it is as one of the rulers of the coming age of Aquarius. Saturn, the original ruler of Aquarius and the ruler of the first decanate of Aquarius. So when we side with Saturn, we side with the law, with the plan, with divine purpose. And here to protect is the sevenfold wheel of divine love. With the seven rays radiating forth from the center, where the group stands, and where the three branches of government are established, radiating forth into the nation and throughout the world. The red, here the rose, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the indigo, and the violet, all radiating and bringing protection. Not the old way of building the shell, but a different way, radiatory protection. And we are part of the sending forth of these seven ashramic rays through the country, through its governmental agencies, and through the nations and into the soul of humanity, This is our goal for all of humanity and for the emergent human soul of humanity, which will be along the line of the second ray eventually. The sevenfold wheel of living love. That's what we represent. We do all we can individually with our own soul qualities, our group and national soul qualities to light the way. To set a psychological example, a spiritual example. But first, maybe we have to know what selfishness really is, and we've seen it. All this in the name of the Christ, the rider from the secret place, the mighty one coming forth to save, to understand, to coming forth to teach, and setting the example throughout the Aquarian age with the help of his brother, the Buddha. So we thank you for your attendance. All of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle, says Saint Francis. So we remember how darkness is overcome. And we let our light shine. We'll continue with this work here in the evening in Europe, and but later in the evening on the weekends. I think you should have received from our communications group and from Michael Stacy the week's schedule. Tomorrow morning we'll be working with the science of triangles. So at first, and let's see, today is Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 p.m. GMT, Universal Time. And then on the weekend, 10 p.m. And except if the full moon would interfere, which I don't think it's going to. It's more on the 30th. So many blessings, love from the whole communications team, from Tuya and myself and the whole team here. And we will continue to try to uphold the divine plan in the psyche. And what about Thanksgiving, says Yvonne? Well, we'll give thanks. We'll just keep going. And if your Thanksgiving celebrations, whatever they may be, however careful they may be, etc., are proceeding, then you just have to do the best you can. Everything will stay the same time as far as we know. And if not, we'll be in touch with you about that. But Thanksgiving is just in 2 days. And please be careful, everybody. Of course, that's more for the United States, but, you know, still, be careful. Okay. All the best to you. We'll see you later now. And by the way, tomorrow morning is a go-to meeting, a or GoToWebinar for the triangle science of triangles, a little more of the technical astrological side. Okay, bye-bye for now.